Whether you're on M53 or M46, we're always along for the ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM, Marlette.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community, who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination, Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers, in the game.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, the pregame show. Eddie Fury of you, Jonathan Fisher, will you be joining me later this evening? More than likely for the boys' game, I'll be here solo for the girls' game for the most part, but he's making his way up here. He really wants to see this game too, the anticipated matchup between these two teams. The Croswell Lexington Pioneers, they are 10-5 overall. They've had some setbacks. They are 6-3 in the conference standings. While Armada is 10-1, Yale, as I said earlier, 11-0 and 17-1 overall. Armada 14-1 overall. Now, there is a sliver of a door opening for Croswell Lexington, but they have to take care of business. They have to beat Yale tonight. They need help from Armada next week on the 20th. Croswell Lexington has to beat Emily City next week on the 17th. Then they have to beat Almont and Emily City. They have to win out to get into a tie at least for the Blue Water Area Conference League title. Going to be very tough to do, but they're coming off a win over Richmond this past week, 59-48, to put themselves in position. But they had three straight losses that put them in a setback. They just had a loss on Monday in an anticipated matchup with the Kingston Cardinal girls, who had been ranked number one in my St. Lake Broadcasting fun poll, is what I call it. 47-29, it was a huge win for Kingston over Croswell Lexington on Monday night. Armada was the loss last week as well for Croswell Lexington, 51-39. We all know about Armada. They're one of the better teams as well in the BWAC, along with Croswell Lexington, but the top team right now, the Yale Bulldogs. And Yale able to have that one-game lead after their win over Armada early in the season in a close battle there. 69-62. The highly anticipated rematch will come next Thursday, next week on the 20th at Armada for Yale. But for Croswell Lexington, losing that one kind of gave them a setback there as well. So, you know, they put themselves in a tough position. They've already met up with Armada twice, so they need help from Armada now. The first meeting for Croswell Lexington against Armada back on the 9th of January was a 53-49 loss. They were right in that game. And then the second meeting, 39-51 last week. They started off the season with six straight wins over Dockerville, Waterford Kettering, started league play with a win at North France, 34-29, the win over Richmond, 45-30, opened up the new year with some non-league conference play against Port Huron. A good win there for Crosby-Lexington, 44-40. They lose to Marine City, so some out-of-conference games there to prepare themselves. But, hey, they got that win over Port Huron and Marine City. But then started league play again to open up the new year as well in league play. 49-53 loss. They got the win over Algonac, and the last time we met up against Yale, that we covered that game back in the 17th, the 51-57 loss. Now, a fantastic game in that loss for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers. Mackenzie Dennison was a catalyst for this team. She had a pretty good career high there. I don't know if this is her career high, but in the first half, 9 points in the first half for Mackenzie Dennison. In the second half, 14 more points in the second half for Mackenzie Dennison. So, and I think they actually ran out of space in the scoreboard, so they had actually 18 more points in the second half for Mackenzie Dennison. Now, she had help on the floor, too, as well. Ella McMillan, the junior, participating in that one. 9 points total in that loss to the Yale Bulldogs. Another key player, Emma Null, the senior. 9 points in that loss to the Yale Bulldogs. So you have 4 different potential scorers that can put them back in play here for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers against the Yale Bulldogs. But this is a key game. You got to win out, and you get help from other teams to try to at least get a tie for the BWAC league title. Jonathan Bishop here, just in time for the start. We'll be right back for tip-off here in just a bit here on WBGV 92.5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Your Valentine deserves the best. A DQ Valentine's cake from the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Stop in or call to order the special Cupid cake that serves 2 to 4 people. You can also celebrate Valentine's Day with the Blizz of the Month. It's red velvet cake. The DQ is also the home of the cheeseburger special. Get 2 single cheeseburgers for $5 or 2 double cheeseburgers for $7 at the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11.
DQ, happy tastes good.
At McKenzie Infusion Center, we know managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming. But relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
This is Todd Bowers with more Motors of Caro. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. It's time for you to get more for your money with more Motors of Caro. Now is your chance to get close to $15,000 off sticker on a new Ram truck. get a 2025 Ram 1500 for less than $50,000 with qualifying rebates. Or how about a 2025 Chrysler Pacifica for less than $40,000? 2025 Jeep Compass Limited under $40,000. Get a 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for less than $45,000 and a selection of Jeep Wranglers all for less than $50,000. At More Motors of Carroll, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. Come see me, Todd Bowers, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll to be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years.
All right, welcome back here. Starting lineups here for the Crosby Lexington Pioneer Girls. Number two, Emma No. It's getting dark here. They do a really cool introduction here. Number four, Brooke Molesby. Number five, Ella McMillan. Number 21, Melody Persig. Number 32, Mackenzie Dennison for the Yale, for the Crosby Lexington Pioneer Girls. And it's all dark in here. Kind of reminds me of Brown City. They have that green color here. It gets all dark. There is a screen that's lit up on a wall screen of video to bring in the Yale Bulldog girls. Lightning with the new logo. I was sent the new logo by Chase Bombertier, who, by the way, I covered way back in 2014. He is now the athletic director here. Shows you how old I've been doing this and how long I've been doing this. Number zero for your starting lineup for the Yale Bulldog girls, that is Aubrey Churchill. Aubrey Churchill, yep, the freshman. Also number four, the key player for this team, Sadie Dykstra, the junior. Yeah, she's got another year. Number 22, your next starter, Ariana Keller, the senior. Number 23, Alyssa Barr, had a great game against Sandusky on Monday, handing Sandusky's first loss of the regular season, by the way, to the Yale Bulldog girls, Alyssa Barr. And number 24, Kimberly Martin, great on defense for the Yale Bulldog girls. Great win for the Yale Bulldog girls on Monday. I liked the matchup despite Sandusky losing. They picked up a tough team. But they came up with a loss and kind of know where they're at this point. At this point, the Yale Bulldogs, they get this win to get closer and closer to BWAC title. They still have three league games, including tonight. So they got to win next week. The sliver of a door is still open here for the Crosby Lexington Pioneer girls. They got to win out, and they got to get help next week as well. Get ready here for tip-off at midcourt. Busy day here at Yale High School. On the center court, Sadie Dykstra. And number five with the jump ball, and it's one, the Yale Bulldogs. Kimberly Martin coming up with a dribble. As Yale will move from left to right on your floor. Alyssa Barr driving to the basket into the paint. Pitches it out to Sadie Dykstra to the left corner to the top of the point to Kimberly Martin and to the freshman, Aubrey Churchill. Back to Dykstra, down the left lane, goes for two, up for two, no good. Hits the glass, put back though by Alyssa Barr, no good. Fighting for the rebound, last touch by Yale Bulldogs, and it will go out of bounds.
Not the star Yale wanted offensively. You got to want to get a basket there. Obviously, you had a couple opportunities with the offensive rebound, just couldn't convert though. If you're a Cross Lex, you're going to want to keep this low scoring as much as possible. You don't want to get a shootout with Yale when they got as many weapons as they do, including Dykstra and Barr.
That's Jonathan Bisher, longtime partner here for how many years now?
Six, going on seven, I think.
It's nice to do a game with you. It's been a while.
So. It has been a minute.
Since the Armada football game, I think.
Yes, that would be correct, I believe.
This is our first basketball game, and you wanted to see this game, and I took it over, sorry.
No, so, you're fine.
And you had a good one last night.
I had
night.
A great one last night. Went overtime.
For Lakers and USA girls. So.
And when those two teams meet, it's always competitive.
But you will see this Yale Bulldog team. You came here tonight because you're gonna be covering the Armada-Yale game, girls game, next week.
That is the plan. So I wanted to get eyes on them. Obviously, you know how good they are. But until you put the eye test on them, it's a lot tougher to see. As that was Knoll, who just threw it at the basket and was nowhere near found, and Yale quickly got out and ran there.
Kimberly Martin goes for a shot to the left side, put back a tip by Sydney Dykstra, draws a foul. She was fantastic with the free throws in the last meeting between these two teams. And it's a shooting foul with 6:43 to go. No team has scored yet. It is 6:43 to go, 0-0.
That foul's going to go on Emma Knoll, her first, team's first here in the first quarter. Dykstra, like you mentioned, such a good free throw shooter, and especially when someone her size can go to the line and consistently knock them down, it's just such an advantage.
That's a free throw by Dykstra. Really good. This is who you want on the free throw line. The junior just gets better and better each game and each year. Second free throw good. It's 2-0. Both free throws good, and Yale takes the lead. Sadie Dykstra, 6:40 to go. Roswell Lexington to the left side, up top to number 4, Brooke Bowlesby. Any relation to Scott Bowlesby? I think there is. Mackenzie Dennison with the dribble.
Who knows?
Up to the right.
There's tons of Bowlesbys.
To Emma Noe, up top again. It's nice to see number 21, Melody Persig, out there. After a little, some players have dealt with some injuries throughout the season.
Yeah, obviously Savannah Crampett's still not in the lineup. She tore her ACL, I believe, last year, if I remember correctly, yeah, against Armada.
And the game against Yale is when I saw her go down. So fast break here after the rebound and miss by Crosby Lexington. It's Yale Bulldogs coming up with it, looking for a fast break play. Could not get it. Lexington, the Pioneer girls were able to get back there defensively. Kimberly Martin with the ball. It's 2-0. Yale with the lead with 5:52 to go. Who did the game with you last night? I was trying to catch his name.
My brother Bryce.
Nice.
He's got tons of experience coaching. Coached in Memphis for probably 5-plus years as they get inside the bar.
Sadie Dykstra loves to share the ball, too. She found Alyssa Barr to the left side of the glass to get that, too. It's 4-0.
Yeah, duo like Barr and Dykstra with their length can be so intimidating inside. And when they go Dykstra inside, she gets to the free throw line. Then they go right back to Barr with the layup. And then you see the length that they disrupt on the defensive end as Kroslex forces a turnover there.
Mackenzie Dennison, after Kroslex gets a steal, knocks the shot down after she missed it the first time. Yale got the rebound, but then Dennison gets the steal, goes for the fast break, lays it up for two, and Kroslex gets on the board. It's 4-2, and she draws the foul.
Yeah, it was Persig that poked it away, and then it was Dennison that capitalized on it, and Kroslex, being undersized, is going to want to pick and choose when they run, but they don't want to get an offensive shootout, so they got to walk that fine line there. Obviously, a fast break layup that converts into a three-point play is a great time to do that.
4-3 is your score. After converting the three-point play, it's Sadie Dykstra now at the point, swings over to number 0, Aubrey Churchill, the freshman. Yale tends to like to bring up a freshman or a sophomore to prepare him through the season. You get your redshirt senior season in. Shot for Kimberly Martin from the left elbow. Could not knock it down, and Croswell picks up the rebound. Trying to get a fast break here. Persig over to the left side, but blocked by Alyssa Barr as number 4 was going for the 2. Brooke Bowlesby, number 4, was to the left side.
If you're Croslex, though, you like the ball. Move it quickly up the floor. They got it. Noel got the rebound. She fired up to Persig. Looking inside to, I believe that was Bowlesby, but like you said, Barr's length was just able to recover and block that shot out of bounds. But you got a great look. Maybe use a head fake next time, but now they're going to cough it up.
And Yale Bulldogs get to seal themselves after bringing in number 15 for Yale as well for substitution. Mackenzie Dennison takes it right back for Croswell Lexington.
Yeah, an ill-advised pass by Carr. Threw it across court. No one was there.
Alyssa Barr, though, will come up with it after a loose ball for the Yale Bulldogs. Swings it over to Sadie Dykstra of Yale in possession. They're leading by 1, 4-3, 4:27 to go here in the first quarter.
And McMillan's probably going to want that one back inside. She had a chance at open layup, just couldn't handle it, and Barr was able to take it away.
Aubrey Churchill swings it over number 22. Ariana Keller up to number 15. Ariel Runnels and back to number 0. Churchill. Sadie Dykstra on the right wing, three-point range. Cross-court pass over to the left side over Alyssa Barr at the elbow down the left lane. And she got called for the offensive foul. I think she had that elbow up and pushed away. Number 11 coming in here for Croswell Lexington. That's Ella McMillan coming in for number 4, Brooke Bowlesby.
No, it was Holes coming in. Natalie
Is
Holes.
It? Oh, I'm looking at the grade here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Nope, you're good. Holes checked in. Now here she goes right down the lane. What a way to start. Natalie Holes.
And Croswell takes the first lead of the game. for themselves. It's 5-4. Holes not getting into the hole. 3:35 to go and counting in the first quarter.
Yeah, with the size of Yale, Kroslek still can't be afraid to take it inside. They can't settle the ball around the perimeter. They got to attack the bigs. Got to see if they can get them in foul trouble. They've done that already as Dennison and Holes have taken it right to the basket.
Dykstra is trying to do it, but she couldn't handle that pass to the right side of the glass. It'll be a jump ball very quick here in favor of Kroslek-Lexington. So 1-point lead here after Yale. Well, kind of a mishandle there.
Yeah, Kroslek actually should have came up with that loose ball a lot earlier than they did, allowed Yale to tie it up. Now it puts a possession arrow in their favor.
Mackenzie Dennison swings it over to the right side. Melody Persig, and we have...
That's going to be a moving screen on McMillan. And that's two on Ella.
Explain that.
Feet weren't set when she made contact with the defender player. Now, a lot of times that can be put back on the person with the ball. They go a little too early. The screener comes up. They're not ready, and the defender runs into them. So a lot of times that moving screen isn't so much on the screener as the person with the ball.
For three! After coming off the bench, that's number 15. For the Yale Bulldogs, Ariel Runnels, the junior, takes back the lead. It is 7-5.
Yeah, it's just wide open at the top of the key. Wasn't afraid to let it fly and found nothing but net.
7-5, the lead here for the Yale Bulldog girls. Kroslek-Lexington with possession. Persig down their right side for two. Lays it up. No good. Runnels with a rebound.
Yeah, I like the attack there by Persig. She's just got to finish. Once again, Kroslek's not shy from taking it inside between the Twin Towers of Dykstra and Barr.
And on the left side, left sideline near it, number zero, Aubrey Churchill. Looks like she got trapped there on the double team, but it looks like a foul was committed by Croswell, and she comes off limping.
That's going to go on Persig, her first, team's third already here in the first quarter.
Churchill will come off the floor. Inbounds pass to Kimberly Martin. Runnels runs all the way from the left sideline, bringing the ball into the right corner. Ball's knocked loose by Mackenzie Dennison. I would say to a degree here and margin that the best player, you could say the player for Kroslek-Lexington. But she still has a good, strong supporting cast here. Sadie Dykstra, double team in the right, low block, knocks the shot down. She has fouled, and she'll go for a 3-point play herself now. It's 9-5. Yale with the lead, 2:07 to go here in the first quarter. Sadie Dykstra for her free throw, and the 3-point play is good. 10-5, largest lead of the game now for the Yale Bulldog girls against Kroslek-Lexington. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Persig to the right side of the floor. She'll pass it off right
nice
down the middle.
Oh, nice back cut by Dennison. Got to go up there over Barr, though.
And, yeah, we'll get the steal. Dykstra, one-on-one, up for two. High against the glass. It's good. 12-5. Dykstra knocking it down here in the first quarter alone. It's 1:40 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, she's got seven already. Great job there by Sadie. Pulling up right at the block as Kroslek was set up to take that charge there.
12-5 is the lead for the Yale Bulldog girls against Kroslek-Lexington. The Pioneer girls with possession. Persig at the point. Throws it over to Natalie Holes. High layup from the right short corner. No good. But Dennison will come up with a rebound for Pioneers.
Kroslek's got numbers if they want as Martin was down, and they take advantage of it.
As Dennison goes for two with two players in front of her, she draws the foul, however, and she'll go to the free throw line. Now remember, I've said every game per quarter, if it's five fouls, you automatically go for two in the free throw line. Right now, Croswell with four and Yale with three. First free throw, no good by Dennison.
Yeah, Kimberly Martin took a spill there. She was slow to get up, and Kroslek saw that, took advantage of the numbers as they got it inside of Dennison. Now she's just got to convert on the free throws as she missed there on the first.
Second free throw for Dennison is good. 12-6, down to a two-possession lead.
Can't let this one get out of control if you're Kroslek. Got to keep it under 10 as long as you can. Don't want to be trailing too far behind against this potent Yale offense.
Kimberly Martin with it into Dykstra in the paint. She's double-teamed over to the right corner. Wide open for three. No good by number 15. Took a chance. And it was Ariel Runnels and the rebound by Croswell.
Not a bad look by Runnels. She hit the first one from the top of the key, was wide open from the corner that time, just left it a little short.
Holes with it. Down to 40 seconds and counting in the first quarter. It's number three is in the game as well. Rosalind Casey, the sophomore. Casey with the ball. Back out for a three-point shot for Holes. Hits the rim, no good, and rebounded by Runnels for Yale. Down to 20 seconds.
Croslex is controlling the possession there, and I think they just got a little impatient there as Yale did a great job keeping the ball out of the paint, and Holes settled for a three there.
Dykstra with the dribble, waiting for the right time. There's a seconds countdown here in the first quarter, down to about 7 seconds. Dykstra will hit at the right wing, pitches it in to the right side. No shot there, and it'll go out of bounds with 1.9 seconds. Last touch by, actually couldn't be reached by Yale.
Yeah, it was a great defensive possession by Croslex there. Dykstra kind of got caught with it, was looking inside for Fowler, and just Fowler couldn't handle, well, she got it, but then was trying to kick it out, and no one was there as the three-quarter court heat by Croslex was no good.
We'll be right back for the second quarter. It is 12-6, Yale with the lead.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Croslex. We support our community.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Furyview along with Jonathan Fisher for the first game of our doubleheader. The Yale Bulldog girls lead at the end of the first quarter. It's 12-6. And it's the Yale Bulldogs with the lead. Following this game, we'll have the boys game. Yale will open up a possession.
Mismatch inside with Noel on Barr. Noel's going to have to try playing big right here. See if they can't exploit that mismatch as Barr got the offense put back. Couldn't convert, though. But Yale gets yet another offensive rebound, this time Dykstra, and she can't convert. Croslex dodging multiple bullets there as Yale continues to work that offensive glass.
Whistle was called. Be a foul on Yale to open up the fouls here.
And that's two on Kimberly Martin as she picks the first foul here in the second quarter, as here comes Churchill right back in the game. Martin, yeah, just got a little aggressive that one. Tried to jump Noel driving down the lane and got too much body.
Up for two to the right side of the glass. No good for Croswell.
Yeah, a little bit of a four shot by Holes, and Yale getting out and running now. Great job by Croslex's Casey to absorb the contact there and not commit the foul. And Croslex is going to force a jump ball.
Yeah, she did a little bit of a hip bump there. But there'll be a whistle, and it goes out of bounds after that missed shot. Attempt by Yale, and it will be Croswell-Lexington ball. No pressure here by the Yale Lady Bulldogs here. 7-12 to go in the second quarter. First half, it's 12-6. Yale with a six-point lead. Mackenzie Dennison, pass over to number two. Emma Null to the right side, three-point range. Tight defense here by the Yale Lady Bulldogs, switching up pretty good. McKenzie Dennison in the paint, left side, pitches it out to the left corner, driving the basket with the layup, a floater good for Rosalind Casey. First team to score in the second quarter. It's 12-8.
Nice to see somebody join Dennison and Holes there in the scoring column, and an unforced turnover by Yale as Dykstra was trying to push it up, but it's going to come down to Emma Knoll. She's going to have a big night for Croslex as she leads these Pioneers. Yale's done a great job so far on her, but it's nice to see that Holes and Casey have joined the scoring party, and they're not just relying on the Dennison-Knoll duo that has led Croslex.
Croslex-Lexington with possession. Natalie Holes with it. Hands it off. Loose ball picked up by the Yale Bulldogs after him. No,
oh, what a pass by Dykstra.
No, ball was knocked loose, but Sadie Dykstra, a short jumper from the right low block for two.
You always taught if you give it up in a fast break, you're probably going to get it back. That's exactly what happened there. Dykstra made a beautiful pass. She got it back and was able to convert the layup.
Nice form in the jump shot, too, in those short ones. So 14-8, 6:10 to go in counting. Actually under 6 minutes now with the lead by six still. And a travel called as Holes got tripped herself up there, but it's due to the defense at the free throw line. Tried to get the ball off before she pulled that second foot up from the pivot and ends up traveling. Be a timeout called. 14-8. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming out of the timeouts, we do have a number 12. It's Penelope Persig, the sophomore, your fifth quarter player. Jonathan Bishop with me. Yale Bulldogs with the ball. Three-point shot, left side, hits the glass, no good. Rebounded, though, offensively by the Yale Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, Barr had a great box out there. Didn't control the rebound, but was able to tip it to a teammate. And Yale's going to get another crack at it.
Down the left lane, up for a jumper for two. On the left lane, inside the paint. Sadie Dykstra, it's 16-8, 8-point lead.
Yeah, big first half here, Dykstra, as she propels Yale out to their biggest lead so far of 8.
And loose ball picked up by the Yale Bulldogs. Pretty much a steal there. Dykstra will go. Actually, they went for two, and another shot from her hot spot right there. Left lane inside the paint for two.
Sadie Dykstra getting exactly what she wants. She's getting 2 feet in the paint and just rising up over everybody, using her height to her advantage and converting those close contested shots.
10-point lead here for the Yale Lady Bulldogs.
Kozlex has got to get a bucket here if they want to stay in this game. Can't afford a missed shot, which they just did, and now Yale's got a chance to really extend this lead and open things up here early.
Persig went for two, couldn't get down, and another fast break play, this time for number 15. To knock it down. Timeout call. That was Ariel Runnels. 4:33 to go. It is 20-8. 12-point lead for the Yale Bulldogs. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout to try to cool down the Yale Lady Bulldogs, but the last time they called a timeout, it didn't work. Now a 12-point lead here for the Yale Bulldog girls, leading Crosby Lexington 20-8. 4.5 to go here, coming out of the timeout by the Pioneers in the second quarter. Persig with the ball and tries to get a cross-court pass to Dennison and intercepting it with Sadie Dykstra. The number zero will pick it up. Aubrey Churchill. And we have a timeout called as she was caught defensively.
Yeah, the freshman just got caught at half court with it, got bailed out by her coach there with a timeout.
We'll be right back.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community, who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination, Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
Yale basketball out of the timeout. They go right inside the bar, and she's fouled. She'll go to line for the two, as Yale has a 20-8 lead, outscoring Croslex 8-2 so far here in the second quarter. We still got 4 minutes to go here in the quarter. It's Barnes at the line to shoot two for the Bulldogs. Her first trip to the free throw line tonight. She's got two as they came in the first quarter, and she misses the first.
3:58 to go here.
Knocks down the second as Barr extends their lead 21-8.
Under four to go here in the first half, second quarter. Croswell Lexington's got to get something going here. But Yale Bulldogs just playing great defense. You've seen a lot of steals, a lot of missed shots by Croswell, but that's created by the defense underneath in the paint, where they usually three quarter.
And that's the issue with Croslex. They've had success going into the paint, but when Alyssa Barr's in the game, it's tough to go into the paint with her size as she blocked that shot.
Alyssa Barr with the ball. She may not have many points right now. Does she have some points, but defensively, great job. And nice
Sadie
shot.
Dykstra.
Sadie Dykstra from the left corner lays it in. I don't think there was, you know, I think it was all net right there.
Yeah, she finishes with both hands around the rim, rises up so well, is never out of control, and knows how to avoid contact.
Been a big game in the first half alone. Croswell Lexington down 23-8 as they have possession. Mackenzie Dennison between two defenders, the two bigs, Dykstra and Alyssa Barr. Dennison just can't get the shot off.
Well, and that's the issue when I said Croslex has got to be fearless going inside against Barr and Dykstra. They got to do that. But Barr and Dykstra do such a good job of not picking up fouls that makes it so tough when you get in the lane to convert those baskets.
Yeah, you're right there. Just before, not even before the shot, their arms are already up.
Yeah, they read it perfectly. They anticipate so well.
23-8, 2:45 and counting here in the first half, second quarter. Runnels with the ball at the right wing and three-point range. Look for somebody inside. Tries to get it to Barr. Looks like Croswell knocked it out. That'll be number five. Stephanie's number five, Ella McMillan in the game, that is. Dykstra will throw it in from the baseline, right side of the glass. They are moving from left to right in your radio dial live stream.
And McMillan's got to be careful. She's got two personal fouls as she works against Barr.
Barr goes to the basket. Does not drop. It popped out. She went right there just below the free throw line in the middle of the paint, and Pioneers gets the rebound. It's 23-8. Yeah, with the lead to the high post for two. Round the rim, no good.
Great box Emmanuel out there by Dykstra. Look at her, looking for her teammates, running up the court right away.
Runnels had a chance to the right. Low block after the assist and the fast break by Dykstra, no good, and Pioneers would pick up the rebound. Persig with it at the point. Down to 2 minutes to go here. Bounce pass over to Noe in the right corner.
She's got to get going for this Croslex team for them to get back into it. She's been held scoreless so far here. Dennison's only got four.
Only 2 points scored here in the second quarter for Croswell Lexington. Noe over to McMillan to the right corner. Dennison to the paint. Dennison pitches it out to the left, and oh, mishandled. Took her eyes off it. Number 11, Natalie Hose, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think she wanted to shoot that before she caught it because she was so wide open. That was a great find by Dennison to find holes in the corner. She just couldn't handle it.
And the Yale Bulldog girls with it, leading 23-8. 90 seconds left here in the first half. In the game, Valerie Bird, I believe, that would be number 22. Ariana Keller. Long shot for three by Runnels. No good.
Look at Yale working the offensive glass. That time it was number 22, Keller. just wouldn't give up on it. Now, it did go out of bounds off her, but Kroslex has got to do a better job when they box out, going and getting the rebound. Don't let that ball travel. Go get it. Be the aggressor. You might pick up some fouls and maybe get Yale deeper in their bench than they want to.
Minute left here in the first half. Dennison with the ball. Hands it off to number three. Over to number two, Emma Noe for three. Left wing, no good. Rebounded by Ruddles and hands it over to Dykstra for Yale.
Once again, an ill-advised shot by Kroslex there. Obviously, when you're down 23-8, you get a little impatient. Noe probably forced that three. She's yet to score so far. Trying to get the ball in the basket, help her team out. Sometimes when you try to force the issue, bad things happen.
Down to 35 seconds left. Good things are happening right now for Yale with the lead 23-8. Yes. Down to 30 seconds.
Dykstra's just holding this to the last shot. As long as she can. And if I'm Kroslex, I'm going to keep pressuring her. I know it's Persig right now working hard, but you got to try tiring out Dysig any way you can.
You can hear Coach Leonard barking the orders out there, trying to get that last second shot set up.
And that's going to be three on McMillan.
Number five for Croswell Lexington. She'll have to come out.
And in comes Brooke Bowlesby. That was a foul that you did not want to happen. Out by the three-point line. Went for the steal with 13 seconds to go. And just too much contact up top.
23-8 is your score up top. To City Dykstra down to 10 seconds. Trying to set up the last second shot here. Jump shot right corner swish.
And a little two-man game with her and Barr. Barr was open on the roll, but Dykstra couldn't get it there on the pass. What does she do? Just pulls up with it and buries it to make it 25-8 here right before half.
Sadie Dykstra with that last shot. 25-8 at the half. The Yale Lady Bulldogs lead the Croswell Lexington Pioneers and hold them to just 2 points in that whole quarter. It is halftime. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Yale with the lead, 25-8.
Boy, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Croslex. We support our community.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialist at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected. connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Welcome back. It is 25-8. The Yale Bulldog girls leading the Croswell-Lexington Pioneer girls. Croswell-Lexington had a lead in this game, but it was very brief at the 3:35 mark. A 5-4 lead, but then a 3-point shot by Ariel Runnels for the Yale Bulldogs took back the lead 7-5 at the 2:40 mark. They led by 5 after a free throw by Dykstra. She was fouled, made a shot, got the 3-point play 10-5 at the end of the half. It was 12-6, but then just 2 points allowed by this Yale Lady Bulldog defense against Croswell-Lexington. Wow. We had 13 points more scored by the Yale Bulldog girls, 25-8. First half scoring.
Yeah, those 2 points for Croslex in the third or in the second quarter opened up the second quarter, and then Yale closed on an 11-0 run in the second quarter. When you look at the scoring for Croslex, it's been tough to find the basket. Number three, Rosalind Casey, she's got 2 points. Natalie Holes has got two. Mackenzie Dennison's got four. Holes and Dennison scored all their points in the first quarter. Casey with the only points in the second quarter. Be held just to 2 points, and that's why they only had 8. If you look over at Yale, well, it's been nothing other than Sadie Dykstra, as she had 7 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, for a total of 17. Runnels has got 5 as she hit a 3 in the first and had a layup in the second, and Alyssa Barr's got 3 as she's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So when you look at Yale, yeah, it's obviously Sadie Dykstra, and if you're Croslex, we got to slow down Sadie Dykstra, but they have had a couple other girls chip in a little bit. If you're Croslex, it's really concerning that Emma Knoll hasn't scored yet,
yeah,
and that Dennison didn't score at all there in the second quarter, because you really need those two going forward, and Ella McMillan with 3 fouls is going to be a troublesome for Croslex, because she's got to battle against Alyssa Barr inside, and Alyssa Barr isn't due for a big second half after a quiet first half and with McMillan in foul trouble.
And despite leading with just, you know, shooting 17 points by far, leading scorer here, she is trying to share that ball, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Sadie does such a great job. She runs the fast break for Yale. She gives it up early, and a lot of times when you give it up early and find open teammates, you get it right back, and that's what happens. She gets the ball, she works it around, and then she just happens to be the recipient of such great ball movement that ends up back in her hands, and she's got such a good shot. She's, you know, quite tall for her girl, so she can get in the lane. She rises up over everybody and just finishes so nice, and she's just the complete package of a girls' basketball player that you want. And like I said, it's the unselfishness of her that allows her to score so many points. When she gives it up early, you tend to get it back, and that's what's happening tonight.
25-8 at the half. It is the Yale Bulldog girls with the lead against the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers, 25-8 at the half. And following this game, we'll have the high school boys basketball game as well. We'll be right back for second half action on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Get more for your money with More Motors of Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. We have a wide selection of brand new SUVs from Ford, Jeep, Chrysler that are all under $40,000. And we're not talking base models. Get a 25 Ford Escape Platinum with up to $5,000 off sticker. 24 Ford Bronco Big Bend or Outer Banks. 25 Jeep Compass Limited, all under $40,000. Up to $7,000 off sticker on brand new 25 Ford F-150s and a selection of Jeep Wranglers, all for less than $50,000. The best part? Unlike other dealers, we take pride in transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. There's plenty of dealers out there that will say anything just to get people in the door. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I became known as the King of Cars by taking care of my customers. So come see me, Denny, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll. Be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years, or check us out on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. Hi, Mina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System. And this February, McKenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at McKenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. McKenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by McKenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy 1 free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back here. We have some time here and take a look at the list. Right now, though, at the half, it's 25-8. The Yale Bulldog Girls with the lead against the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Looking at the SAMAC Broadcasting list of games, you can go to our website at samacbroadcasting.com. Go to the Daily News and Sports section. Other games going on Friday night. There were a lot of cancellations from the night before on Thursday and also this week. You have an update score in girls.
Yeah, girls halftime, Brown City leads Ubley 17-10.
However, Sandusky girls played last night, and they defeated Marlette, and they are the outright Big Thumb Black Division champions. They get that over with a win over Marlette. And also, they played on Monday. They played on Tuesday as well. And then they played last night, but the Yale Bulldogs defeated Sandusky to hand Sandusky's first regular season loss. It was non-conference play. I like the pickup from Sandusky and Yale. You know, Yale Bulldogs, pretty much I would say one of the top teams right up there with Kingston in our coverage area.
Oh, absolutely. They are such a talented team. Kingston, you can't forget about Cass City. They're having a phenomenal year this year. The Ignash sisters.
Yeah, they got the M81 White Division champ.
And the M81 trophy.
Yes, as well. So tonight, Armada is at North Branch and girls, Emily City at Richmond, Elmont at Algonac, Vassar at Bad Axe, that was the early game, North Huron at Deckerville today, Ubley at Brown City, you just mentioned, Kingston at Dryden, supposed to happen today.
Real quick in girls basketball, and this is a big game, Armada-North Branch, a little bit of a trap game for Armada. Gotta be careful here, can't be looking forward to that rematch against Yale. North Branch played Yale tough earlier this season and played Croslex tough, so it's not a team that's going to go away easily.
And in boys basketball tonight, our game here tonight in doubleheader, Croswell Lexington at Yale, as both teams have a sliver of the door open for the BWAC, at least a share of the league title. Detroit Country Day, non-league game for Emily City. Elmont is at Richmond, Ubley at Brown City tonight in boys basketball. Sandusky at Marlette, Cass City at Millington. That's a little bit of a trap game. Vassar at Mad Axe, Carroll at Reese, Unionville, Sebring at Lakers, Kingston at Dryden, North Heron at Deckerville, All Saints at Flint Beecher, and Peck at Mayville tonight. And Thumb Area Legion Hockey, if they can get it in, Tawas at Thumb Area Legion.
That should be about over if it started at 3 o'clock.
So, yeah. All right. As we continue here for second half action on WBGV 92.5 FM, Jonathan Bisher with me. First game, second game right after this one is a boys basketball game. 25-8, Yale Bulldog girls with the lead, and they will start off with possession here in the third quarter. 17 points in the first half for Sadie Dykstra.
Halftime, Croslex adjustments. Somehow you got to get the ball out of Sadie Dykstra's hands and make somebody else beat you.
Shot for three with a miss, but a putback by Sadie Dykstra starts the scoring off for the Yale Bulldogs. It is 27-8.
Well, they did that. They got the ball out of her hands, forced her to give it up, but then she got it back on the offensive glass and got to do a better job boxing her out. Can't allow her to have her way down low on the block.
Crosby Lexington trying to end their drought of scoring. Only scored 2 points since the
And yet another unforced turnover.
And the steal on that full court pressure by the Pioneers after missing their shot. Emma Noah out to McMillan. Long shot for two. She did that in transition. So that's like a quarterback moving with a pass in midair.
Yeah, but McMillan was still floating when she shot that shot. Was never set. And that's why it was well off the mark. And then Noel gets caught for a cheap foul underneath going for the rebound.
7:14 to go here in the third quarter. With the dribble, Kimberly Martin. I like the pinstripe pants here for the Yale Bulldog boys and the girls. Got that Globetrotter look to them.
I was thinking the Yankees.
Okay. And I got the new logos for the Yale Bulldog that was sent to by the athletic director. Hey, we got a new mascot logo. So
looks pretty sharp if that's it on the padding underneath.
Three-point shot attempt again by number zero. She really wants that three. Aubrey Churchill.
Yeah, they've been good looks every time, just haven't fallen yet, but it's nice to see somebody besides Dykstra trying to score the basketball.
Dennison went for a three to the top of the point, misses it, and a putback rebound by Noel, but underneath to get the shot for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers was
Ella McMillan, so somebody else finally gets in the scorer's book. They've really spread it around as it's only Dennison that scored twice so far, but they're going to have to chip this way in. They're going to have to play tough defense if they want to keep Yale from pulling away even more, as they're going to give another open look to Churchill. And so far, that's been the recipe for success. Leave Aubrey Churchill open from outside.
That was the first shot by Crosby since the 6:43 mark.
And back-to-back buckets for Ella McMillan, something you haven't seen all night for Croslex.
6 minutes to go in counting. That last 2 points by Crosby Lexington was the last one since the 6:43 mark in the third quarter.
And when Yale needs a bucket, who gets it?
Sadie Dykstra, 29-12 to get it right back. 5:46 to go and counting. Yale with the 17-point lead against the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Now, if Yale is able to close this game out, they don't have the league title yet. They still got two more league games. They got Armada next week in Emily City, I believe. Long shot for three, miss by McMillan in the left corner. Loose ball. Hersig had it. It's 29-12. Still the Pioneers ball from the right side of the glass from the paint or from the baseline. And looks like Noel was trapped by a double team, but she'll get the ball right back for a three-point shot. Misses it, but gets it at the high post with a two-floater, and it goes in.
Yeah, there we go. Emma Noel finally in the scorer's books for Croslex. She's going to have a big second half here, and Croslex is really going to have to ratchet it up defensively on Sadie Dykstra.
Down to a 15-point lead for Yale. Dykstra draws the foul in the middle of the paint, and she goes for two.
And she just has her way. She's so crafty when she gets in the lane. Gives a little head fake, shows the ball. Like, Croslex thinks they can get it, and then she pulls it back, goes up for a shot, and then next thing you know, you're fouling her. She's at the line, shooting two.
First free throw is good. Makes it 30. 2:14. 4:58 to go here.
And that's two on Noel. And she's picked them up both here in the third quarter.
Second free throw good. 31-14 by Dykstra. Back to a 17-point lead now for the Yale Bulldogs.
23 points already for Sadie Dykstra, and we still have 4:50 to go here in the third.
She scored all 23, and the rest of the team, 8. So
yeah. She's outscoring Croslex herself.
He wanted this game. Last one, they won 57-51. McMillan trying to set herself up, but defended well by Alyssa Barr.
Oh, great seal. That was a great job at McMillan. Barr went to the three-quarter front on her. She just spun on her, wanted it over the top, and then Barr got called for the hold once she realized she was beat.
So one of the officials here, former head coach for the Elmont Raiders, the BWAC champion Elmont Raiders back in the day, is one of the officials here tonight, right here. And a steal by the Yale Bulldogs after the Cross-Election Pioneers get it in bounds, and a fast break all the way to herself with a steal, driving to the basket. Sadie Dykstra, 33-14.
She's so quick with the basketball.
She's a junior, by the way.
I know. It's crazy to think she's got another year.
To the right corner. Just might
be. Oh, what a cut.
Nice play there. From number four to the right corner, Persic goes in on the right side of the glass and gets the assist from Brooke Bowlesby, and she gets to two.
Yeah, the two seniors off the bench, and Persig and Bowlesby do a great job of a little two-man game there. Great cut by Persig. She's able to finish over Barr.
One-handed shot from the left lane by Alyssa Barr, just below the elbow, 35-16. Yale puts another two up. Another fast break attempt here by Cross Election to move up the floor, but it goes out of bounds. Dennison will come out. Coming in is Emma Null. And it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball after the turnover by the Pioneers. And number five, Ella McMillan, comes out too, you can tell. A little tired coming out.
A lot of up and down, fast-paced game. We said we didn't want it to be fast-paced if we were across Lexi. We want to slow this thing down, but Yale's controlling the tempo right now, and it's favored them, even in the half court.
Third quarter set up. Alyssa Barr up with a one-hander again, this time from the right side of the glass with the defender in front of her. It's 37-16. And you said she'd probably pick it up in the second half, and there she goes right there.
Yeah, back-to-back buckets for Barr.
3:23 to go. Whistle was called here. Crosby Lexington in possession.
Yeah, it's going to go in Churchill. Noel just pulled up from the elbow, and Churchill had her arm extended out. Noel went right into it, drew the foul, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. That's just a crafty play by the senior there. We see an arm sticking out. You go right into it. See if you can't get that official to blow his whistle.
First free throw, no good. 37-16. First free throw, no good by Emma Noel. At the 3:23 mark. Second free throw is good. 37-17. Moving on here in the third quarter with 3:20 to go. Yale Bulldog with possession. To the left corner, the number 22.
Oh, great steal by Persig.
And Crosby,
that's Holes.
Gets the steal by Holes. Looking for a fast break, looking for Persig on the left side as she went down the middle of the paint.
You remember what I said in the first half? When you give it up early, you get it back a lot of times. Holes held on to that a little bit too long, allowed Yale to get back on defense. You got to get that ball up early, force the defense to shift side to side, work that ball around, and you usually end up with a layup on the backside.
Have you officiated a DWAC game? Because you're an official pretty much full-time this year.
I had a cross-legs freshman game, if that counts.
Holes with the inbounds pass. So you get a chance to see a lot of different teams and games now.
Absolutely.
Across the thumb.
Great rebound, Emma Noel.
Well, despite the missed shot attempt there by Roslyn Casey, or maybe she was going for a player, Noel goes up for two. It looked like playing a game of force.
She had a great box out on Churchill there, and she caught it. She went right back up with it, didn't even hesitate with it. That's exactly what happened. And Churchill was still going for the rebound. Next thing you know, she's all over Noel and fouls her.
First free throw up, no good. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. 37-17, Yale with the lead. And it's Emma Noel with a free throw miss. Second free throw, though, was good. 37-18. 2:53 and counting. Picking it up. Sadie Dykstra for the Yale Bulldog girls in the third quarter. 2:50 to go. Down to the high post, the middle of the paint, right side of the glass, pitches it out to the right. Nice shot there by Runnels for inside, a long shot for two in the right corner. Rebounded by Holes across Lexington.
That was a great box out Holes had on Dykstra that time. Didn't allow her to get her position.
And she swings over to the left corner for Dennison for a three-point shot. No good. Dykstra with the rebound. Dykstra just outpacing everybody in the floor, and she'll take a short jumper from the free throw line, and it gets the four in row for two. 39.
That's what we call a shooter's touch. Hit the front rim and it just rolls right over it and in.
Yale holding on to this big lead, 39-18. Millie DePersic at the high post. Martin on her on defense. An errant pass by Persig. It goes out of bounds. No, could not reach it or read it. And it'll be a Yale Bulldogs ball. 2:03 to go. It's 39-18.
Another big third quarter for Sadie Dykstra. She has just continued the even just keel of play so far tonight.
With a dribble. Bounce pass to the right corner for the Yale Bulldogs. Aubrey Churchill over to Dykstra. Goes for two from the left lane, left side of the glass. She is fouled and she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Persig goes trying to be physical as she's much smaller, undersizing as Dykstra. And she took the brunt of that one from Dykstra as Dykstra went right through her, tried to go for the layup, and that's going to be three on Persig.
First free throw, good. 40-18, Dykstra.
She stays perfect from the free throw line. Did I just jinx her already? We had that happen last
night.
Yeah,
I heard that. I was listening.
Bryce told me it doesn't happen.
Okay, it
and
does.
And it happened.
I did that to her because she missed one in the second half of the last meeting between these two teams. But she makes the second one, 41-18, 140 to go and counting. Yeah, with the lead, 41-18. Croswell Lexington with it. Persig almost gets the ball taken away.
It looks like Ronald's got poked in the face.
Yeah. The foul was called, and former head coach of the Elmont Raiders, John Hall, the official now, will take a look and check on number 15.
That's three on Runnels. Kimberly Martin now.
Runnels will come out. You ever been poked on the floor?
Oh, multiple times.
You ever been elbowed?
Oh, absolutely.
I bled on the floor, too, with a rim to the nose. Oh, JV.
You didn't take a rim to the nose?
Yeah. Elbow.
That was the elbow. I'm like, your nose did not hit the rim.
No, my rim of my nose.
You can't jump that high.
No. I didn't have any trampoline for that, yeah. I can touch the net, though, even with this bum leg.
Still to these days?
Yes, somehow.
All right, we're going to test that theory afterwards.
It'll be Yale Bulldogs with a missed shot.
Oh, great pass by Persig to continue the fast break.
One-on-one, but she hits underneath the glass with a miss by Noel and rebounded by the Yale Bulldogs.
And the frustration setting in for Emma Noel. She can't get anything to go.
And Churchill getting the rebound defensively. Over to Martin. Down to 50 seconds left in the third quarter. 41-18 is your Yale Bulldog lead against the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. 41-18. Dykstra with the dribble. Will hand it off. Trying to take some time off the clock. It's taken away, though. And traveled as she had the ball in her hands. Took a couple steps there before she started dribbling. And it'll be a turnover. No will come out. As well as number 4, Brooke Bowlesby. Rosalind Casey in number 10. And I be Reagan Fenton for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, a fifth quarter player.
That'd be my guess.
Kimberly Martin with a dribble for Yale down to 25 seconds. Whistle was called.
We have a timeout.
We'll be right back here on WBGV. 41-18, Yale with the lead.
Tri-County equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Coming out of the timeout, Yale Bulldogs with the balls looking for a last second shot here at the end of the third quarter. Down to 5 seconds. Alyssa Barr pitching into Dykstra. It's intercepted by Croswell Lexington. 1 second of the goal, and that's in the third quarter. 41-18 at the end of the third quarter. Yale Bulldog Groves leads the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. One more frame left. We'll be right back.
This is Katie.
Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination, Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
Hi, Mark McGarry for More Motor Sales in Caro. Don't miss your chance to score a deal on a new car, truck, or SUV from More Motors in Caro. With slam dunk inventory specials and a wide selection of vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro, your all-star dealer of the thumb since 1965. Feel like an MVP and score big in the showroom, on our lot, and after the sale with award-winning service from the moment you step in the showroom to when you get back to your driveway. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro since 1965.
Opening up the fourth quarter, Croswell Lexington with possession, but taken away by the Yale Bulldogs at the 7:40 mark here, our final quarter. 41-18, Yale with the substantial lead. Kimberly Martin from the left corner drives in, will hold up at the left wing, three-point range.
And it's been a huge first three quarters for Sadie Dykstra, 29 points ready into this contest, as Yale is just every quarter pulling a little bit farther away from Croslex, making it tough for the Pioneers.
And again, she's not really being a ball hog. It's just, like you said, she gets the ball back after distributing out to her players.
I mean, she finds the open player, and they swing it around, and she ends up wide open. And that's the thing, when you're guarding Dykstra, even when she gives it up, you can't lose track of her.
Like she did right there to Alyssa Barr, but when you have Alyssa Barr, good height, they match up the same way. Misses a shot, though, and rebounded by Cross Lexington.
Wow, no foul on the shot, but we got a reach-in foul there. Interesting.
As Pioneers goes for the layup, I think it was McMillan going for the layup. Misses a shot, but in the transition of the rebound, it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. No pressure here by the Pioneer girls. 6:50 to go in the game, 41-18. Following this game, we'll have high school boys basketball. Croswell Lexington at the Yale Bulldogs. On a long day of basketball that started at 1:30 p.m. today with other games.
Get all those games in.
As there's no school today, there was no school Thursday because of the snowstorm that came through. And another snowstorm is on its way.
And they got no school Monday with President's Day.
Yeah.
Five-day weekend for Yale.
And for a lot of the Thumb area schools, so... Still with the ball, Kimberly Martin with the dribble. No real rush here to score here for the Yale Bulldogs. Right elbow to the right corner. Bounce pass to Alyssa Barr. Turn around, jumper on the right, low block. Gets the first points for the fourth quarter. It's 43-8.
Yeah, I love the patience by Yale. When you're up this big, you take your time, and you end up with a layup.
Got to need that patience against Armada next week. Pioneer girls with it. Looking for McMillan, and Barr is on defense with her down the right lane.
And that's going to be three on Barr. She gets called for the push there. As Dennison and Holes come back in for Croslex.
Have you seen, for our second game coming up, have you seen Yale's boys team yet?
I've seen both teams.
Okay, that's right. I thought you saw them earlier this season.
I saw them against Harbor Beach,
yes.
And then I saw Croslex against Armada.
And by the way, Harbor Beach had a big game this
Monday.
Past week over Millington.
I was there. That was
we
a
had a lot
one.
Of big games on that Monday night. It was just one of those rare moments. I actually went to a game on Monday to see Sandusky Yale girls.
I was reffing Monday night in Harbor Beach. We got done in time for me to catch the varsity game. Or
nice.
In Ubley, and we got time for me to catch the game in Ubley. Or in Harbor Beach. Man, I keep getting mixed up there.
Unfortunately, it was announced this past week that the rematch between Millington and Harbor Beach is not going to happen now. They have to fit in those league games because of the tight schedule. Lexington Pioneers was still with the ball, and a jump shot long for two from the right corner by McMillan, number five, Ella McMillan, 43-20, the first point
McMillan, after being scoreless in the first half, has got six here in the second half.
Barr over to the left side. To Churchill up top to Martin. To number 22. That is Ariana Keller. Down the right lane. She'll take the jump shot. Anyways, and it rolls in.
Sadie Dykstra.
45-20. She hit, almost didn't take that shot. She was trapped by two defenders just below the free throw line in the paint, and it rolls in 45-20. Long shot for three with a miss. Emma Null from the right wing, and it'll be going out of bounds. And the Yale Bulldogs just got the acknowledgement here from John Hall. He's a good coach. Very heated battles between Yale, Emily City, Crosby, Lexington back in the day. Some great games when Almont had that nice run. 4:48 to go here, 45-20 in the third quarter. Dykstra with it. Over to Barr. Barr powering her way up. Can't get it, but she'll get her own rebound. Can she get the second? No. Right side with a rebound.
Yeah, Barr's got to have that first one. She knew the contact was coming. She went right into it, but just couldn't finish through it.
Pioneers with it. Roslyn Casey over McMillan. McMillan goes with a high layup from the right side of the glass. She went from the left wing down to the right lane, and Yale Bulldogs will get the rebound. 45-20, 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Yale with the lead.
Oh, yeah, good no call there. Martin was completely out of control and just threw it up at the basket as there was a lot of contact.
Dennison has two defenders on her, misses a shot and a fast break attempt. Dykstra will pick up the rebound after the miss by Mackenzie Dennison. Under 4 minutes to go, 45-20. Yale with the lead. Over to Martin to the left side. Null will get called for the foul after being too close for comfort there.
Yeah, I got called for the reach in as she got a little bit too much of Kimberly Martin's arm.
3:49 to go, 45-20. Two fouls on Emma Null. Two fouls for Croswell Lexington in this quarter, one for Yale. Inbounds pass. Almost taken away by Noel, and Martin will come up with it after the inbounds pass.
You can see the frustration by Knowles. She went for that steal, and Martin gave a little shove to get away from her. Got nothing.
Dykstra with a cross-court pass diagonally to Martin. She gets smashed in the face by the basketball and layup after the takeaway by number three for Croswell Lexington, Rosalyn Casey. It's 45-22.
Sophomore's got 4 points now on the night. Getting a lot of quality minutes here.
It's not been a last couple weeks, not a great week for Croswell Lexington.
Yeah, you hit that meat of that schedule. You start playing Yale, you start playing Armada.
Took on Kingston.
Take on Kingston. Things get tough in a hurry. You know, that's what all those early preseason games are for, you know, early in the season, those non-conference games, to get you ready for the meat of that schedule. But then you hit it, you got, you know, Marysville, you got Armada, Kingston, all in a row. That's a tough stretch. I don't care who you are and how good you think you are.
They'll be back after this game next week in 3 days' time, hosting Emily City.
And that's not an easy game either.
Yeah. We'll have a timeout call. We'll be right back. It is 45-22, Yale with the lead.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victory.
After the missed shot.
We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Oh, Mackenzie Dennison
After the missed shot, Yale in the inbounds pass misses it, and Croswell Lexington will come up with a rebound. And right there, Croswell Lexington. Dennison gets on the board there in the fourth quarter, 2:53 to go, 45-24, and she's fouled.
She's got six now on the night. Misses the free throw, though. Here comes Sadie Dykstra, right up the court. Man, she's so fast with the ball.
Yeah, with the rebound and good ball control, too.
Oh, good job by Dennison getting in there to poke that one out. Oh, and this is where things get interesting for Coach Leonard. 2:43, bodies are hitting the floor. You hope Dykstra or Barr or somebody doesn't get rolled up on when you see something like that. Might be time to take those girls out, up 21.
In the game against Industrial, she came down hard on her elbow, and you can see they had that little tape on her elbow there as well.
Now, did she have that last game or
no? She didn't have it in the game, I don't think, but...
Looks like a brace of almost some sort. Maybe it is tape. It's tough to tell.
She came down to the elbow pretty hard on a jump ball attempt and swung over and on the floor against Sandusky on Monday. But seems okay tonight, that's for sure. 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter, 45-24. Yale Bulldogs in the lead against Pioneers. Ball is knocked loose. Pioneers with that fast break attempt. Dennison with it up against a defender. That's Runnels, and she can't find a shot. Throws it over to McMillan. And to Holes, and back to Emmanuel, back to Holes again, three-point range, into the paint. Dennison up for two, knocks it in. Up against defense by Runnels, 45-26.
And Mackenzie Dennison still playing hard here in the fourth quarter. Down 19 now with 2 minutes to go. Like to see that at least, even though they know it's probably all but over.
45-26, Yale Bulldogs with the lead. This does not get them a share. After really digging into the records, I missed the game there. They still have a couple league games next week as well.
One step closer, though. One step closer to that rematch against Armada next week.
And they have Imlay City next week as well. But if they get that win against Armada, that will take the league title in the Blue Water Area Conference. I had a trivia question now for TSA. When was the last time in the BWAC where both teams, girls and boys, from the same school won the league titles at the same year, in the same year? It's a good one.
Is it Cross Lex?
I don't know.
I can figure it out. I'm going to figure it out now tomorrow at work.
Yeah. It gives you time. You got to work tomorrow, Saturday?
Yeah, I got to work till noon.
Your girlfriend's coming.
I know.
Get the day off.
I can't.
Might be a snowstorm. I say Ozatowski has to close.
Good luck with that.
45-26. Whistle's called. I think it was knocked out of bounds.
Well, it was a foul on Natalie Knowles, yep. Her third, team's fourth for Croslex. So Croslex, Yale for the final minute will be in the bonus.
There's a minute left and counting. Sadie Dykstra with the dribble.
And Dykstra's just trying to dribble this one out.
Yeah, she don't want to take any shots here.
Doesn't want to turn it over either. And timeout, Yale.
47.5 seconds to go. It's 45-26. Yale with the lead against the Pioneer girls. We'll be right back.
At McKenzie Infusion Center, we know managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming, but relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
Welcome back. 47.5 seconds to go here. And Yale called the timeout to clear their starters and get the bench in. 45-26, Yale Bulldogs with the lead against Croswell Lexington in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass, knocked away by the Pioneers. Still Bulldogs ball. Number 20 in the game here. It's Abby Keene, a junior, along with number 10. Kayla McClellan, number 21 as well. Danica McGranahan. Also number 2 in the game.
Dennison comes away with the steal, trying to go coast to coast. And draws the foul. Hey, that's one way you get in the scorer's book if you're McClanahan.
Jacqueline Pung, in the game as well, as number 13, Lauren Fowler for the Yale Bulldogs. 26.6 seconds to go here, 45-26 with that foul. It was a shooting foul, and Dennison goes to the line. First free throw, hits the back of the rim, no good.
Has not been a good shooting night for the Pioneers from the free throw line.
Second free throw up, and that one, no good as well. 45-26, Yale with the ball, down to 20 seconds and counting with the dribble. It's number 10, Michaela McClellan in the game here from Yale, and that ball's going to go out of bounds, out of reach for McGranahan. And it will be Lexington Pioneer, the Crosville Lexington Pioneers ball. With 12 seconds to go, 45-26. Mackenzie Dennison with a dribble. Over to Casey. Bounce pass to McMillan up for a layup, underhanded.
Yeah,
two.
She was a little farther away from the basket than I thought she realized when she went up with the shot.
And that's going to end it right there. One step closer for the Yale Bulldog girls with the win, 45-26. The final score over the Crosville Lexington Pioneer girls. Be right back for your post-game report here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Yale with the win over the Pioneer girls, 45-26.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back to the postgame reports. The win for the Yale Bulldog girls, 45-26 over the Cross Lexington Pioneer girls at the end of the first quarter, 12-6. And then Yale defense only allowed 2 points scored in that second quarter. At the end of the half, it was 25-8. Largest lead in that quarter was by 10, 18-8 at the 4:55 mark. In the third quarter, Croswell Lexington finally getting the score at the 6:25 mark in the fourth quarter. The last points they made beforehand was in the second quarter at the 6:43 mark. At the end of the third quarter, 41-18. Added just four more points, but it was more ball control here for the Yale Bulldogs. 8 points scored by Croswell Lexington in that fourth quarter. But too big of a lead. 45-26, the final score for the Yale Bulldog girls. And here is Jonathan Mischer with your leaders in that win for Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, for Kreslex, Emma Knoll finishes with 4 points, all coming in the third quarter. Roslyn Casey finishes with 4 points. Ella McMillan with 6 points. Natalie Holds with 2 points. Persick had two, and your leading scorer for the Pioneers was Mackenzie Dennison with 8 points. Pioneers are just 4 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. For Yale, just 3 Bulldogs in the scorer sheet. Ruddles had 5 points on the first half. Alyssa Barr finishes with 8-6 in the second half. And your leading scorer, Sadie Dykstra, she had 7 in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 12 in the third, 2 more in the fourth, finishing for 31 on the night. She was a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line.
Wow. All right, that's the final score. And your points leaders. We'll get ready for boys basketball action. We'll take a break after this next break. We got the MHSA This Week in High School Sports. We're going to fit it in between these two games and our next game, for the pregame as well. Now for Yale Bulldog girls, next week on the 20th, 6 days from now, they will have Armada on February 20th. Jonathan Mischer for Thumb Tugger Sports will be on the road at Armada for that one, and that will be the decider. If Yale wins that, they are the BWAC champions. They still have Emily City as well. For Croswell Lexington, tough loss here. You had that door open, but it closed after tonight for them. Next week on the 17th, 3 days from now, they'll be at home taking on Emily City. And then Elmont and Emily City again. They got 3 games next week, an NBA-like schedule. And Algonac as well at the end of the regular season. Yale moves to 18-1 overall, 12-0 in conference play. Croswell Lexington falls to 6-4 in conference and 10-6 overall. Again, the final score, 45-26, Yale Bulldog girls over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. We'll be right back for our next game, the Croswell Lexington Pioneer boys here at the Yale Bulldogs at Yale High School on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. Hi, Mina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at Mackenzie Health System. And this February, Mackenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at Mackenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mackenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by Mackenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
Whether you're on M53 or M46, we're always along for the ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV FM, Marlette.